like, if I may, take a few minutes of your good time to speak about dana. It's a Pali word, and it has a range of meanings. Nearest in English is dana, donation. It also means generosity. It is the act of the gift. It is the offering for the support of the other. And this precious and beautiful tradition has a long history, in the Buddhist tradition, in other traditions, and in the Buddhist tradition extends back 2,600 years. Part of the original spirit and motivation of that, which is still kept, is that the teachings are so precious, so beautiful, confirmed directly through human experience, that we can't really put a value or a price on them. So with this long-standing history, just over 100 generations, we have been exploring and we continue to explore the ways and means in our Western society, in our Western culture, to keep as much as possible this beautiful spirit of the act of the gift, the act of generosity. You will have listened a few moments ago to Mikal. And Tovana, amongst its many resources and many discussions that take place, is genuinely deeply, deeply interested and deeply committed to making these teachings and the practices as accessible and as available and as beneficial as possible. And the ways that that shows itself is the endeavor to keep a modest registration for all the financial preparation that's needed, the purchase of food and much, much more, and also to cover the costs of each retreat through this appeal at the end. It would certainly be easier for everyone, including the teachers and including the staff, if we worked in the usual way. And the usual way, as you know very well, it is the payment for services. So a person may, she or he, us, we may go on a course and you pay for the cost of the course, the residential aspects and more. And one would also pay as well the teachers. So the teachers would have a price per person, and each person pays that full price. It's the exchange, the payment for services there. The difficulty for us, for myself, but certainly with this, that as we see in spiritual teachings, in religious teachings, in courses and in training programs, the costs sometimes are extremely high. And when costs get high, when a person is paying that full cost for a residential course or a retreat, it will exclude people. And the people who are excluded are the poor. And the poor can be the single mother, the poor can be the senior citizen living on a small or a pension, it could be the student, a person in the army, the unemployed person, the person in debt, the person with a low income, and many other kinds of situations. So the principle through this dana donation teaching which takes place is that the heart's wish of Tovana, of ourselves, is to make the teachings as accessible and as available as we possibly can to as many people. And we do not want money to be the reason for people being able to come or not being able to come. And as I said, every effort is in this. I know from my travels as a teacher of the Dharma for 45 years that in other circles and other environments in which I move outside of the retreats, and people ask me, what are you doing? And I will give some explanation. And sometimes I'll say, I'm a Dharma teacher. And they said, "Oh, you're a drama teacher, are you?" "No, no, I'm a Dharma teacher." Sometimes I'm a drama teacher too, because I have to deal with the drama. But anyway, and then quite often, within a few minutes, in the West, as we know, the question is, how much are you charging? How much does it cost to go and do a course or a retreat to? How much are you making out of it, or whatever? Etc. And then I just say a few sentences and words on the donations, that is really essentially as much as we can do, everything on the donations. "Wow, you're not in it for the money then?" "No, we are not. We are in it for service. We're in it to offer that which is priceless there." And Tovana, to his great, great credit, is a real role model as an institution, as a non-profit there, as a foundation to support the teachings there, that it is keeping steady to this. It is not always the case in other places. One can go and do the same retreat in America for 1 week. It might cost $1,000, it might cost $1,500, plus requests for different kinds of donations. So when people hear of the events that are taking place here in Israel, it really is a reminder that Israel is keeping the principle, as I said, alive as much as possible. And it's a real credit to more than 20,000 people who have sat in this hall, to the 250 people in the last year who have been offering service in the kitchen and in the managing there. So this collection, this of the Sangha, supporting and working each other to give support to everybody. And some are blessed with a good income and other kind of financial benefits, and your support and your kindness really gives support to the others in terms of the running costs of this. And there are a wide range of running costs which takes place. Each person who stays here is to the kibbutz itself, receives a certain sum of money for every one of us who is here, which goes to the kibbutz. There's also a small country in Israel, so the travelling expenses will be very modest, but the travelling expenses from my home in Totnes to London to take the flight to Ben Gurion and be here, giving to support the running of the costs include the 14 days in total that I've been here. So as I mentioned, the various outreaches that take place is the Sangha saying, we appreciate these teachings and practices. They are important in our lives, and each one in their own modest way, we wish to give support. With the teachings, itself, and for the five of us who are sitting here, just like to take a few minutes here to speak about a little bit about the background to this as well, and a little bit too about the respective situations. And I just take a few steps back in time a little bit. So on the last retreat with speaking of the dana, donations, I made reference to a small story, one of many, many, which touched me. And during the time that I was a monk, the situation for Western monks, or internationals more precisely, is that once a year we would go to Bangkok. I was in a monastery on the edge of the rice paddy, 16 hours south of Bangkok on the train. But once a year, we had to go for a few days, stay in the monastery in Bangkok, and renew our visa. During the period of time of those days, as other monks as well, I would go to the marketplace, and it was a covered market, primarily selling fruit and vegetables, just like the markets in your cities and other cities around the world. And while in the market, these are poor people, very simple market for the local residents. The one of the shopkeepers, the stall holders, I spoke a little bit of English, and I said to him that I had an intention in the near future to travel, fly from Bangkok after 4 years or more as a monk in Thailand to India. I wanted to travel the length and breadth of India to expand my experience, my knowledge and understanding in various ways. So went back the next day to the marketplace, went back the following day with the begging bowl to collect the food for my meal times in the morning time, and this man saw me and he had an envelope in his hand, and he handed me the envelope. I looked at him a little with some surprise, and he said that we have had a collection in the marketplace, and we found out what the cost of the airfare is from Bangkok to Calcutta, and here's the money, you can buy a ticket. These are poor people. It's a beautiful expression of what the Dana is, the act of the gift, and the outcome of that. I had the privilege, and it's still a great privilege in my life, to have literally travelled all over India from north, from the Himalayas in the north, right down to the tip of India, through to Sri Lanka, ashrams and monasteries and places of centres, met with many, many great teachers and many, many different practices over the 2 year period, and it was all, every rupee of it was made available and accessible because of the Dana. It's this kind of spirit which is we as teachers very much appreciate. And coming back to the present, and as Mikhail mentioned to you, there is one bowl there in the dining hall, and your donations and support, and as we do in India, and I believe you do the same here, and it is rather important, but as in India, where when you give the gift to, for the support of the course, is that right, there is a receipt is actually is given in return, and it's quite important this, because it is to safeguard, in a way, everyone. And what I mean by that, of course, would be that wouldn't happen, but sometimes with views and opinions and suspicions, people think, oh, perhaps they're taking some money out of that bowl and putting it, using it somewhere else or whatever. We had the same situation in India as well. So what we do, when you give, you receive a receipt, and the receipt is kept, it's in the book, so it's extremely, extremely clear. That gift, that dana which you give for the course, if the person who is giving you the receipt, she or he, it is in complete confidentiality. It's important there. And it's just received, and the receipt is given, and it goes into the box. And these small things do help to give support and trust to the whole process which takes place. But that doesn't apply to us as the teachers there. We gratefully receive, you put in completely anonymously that, and as Mikhail said, then the teachers receive and we share. With the giving, with the act of dana, it's one of those phenomena in life. In terms of giving, there can't be anything more quick in the giving than putting the hand in the pocket and putting it somewhere. I mean, it's probably a 3 second journey from here to there. There other forms of giving can go on days, weeks, months and years, but there. But we really, really appreciate, obviously, the lovely intention and the support that is given. And in the act of the giving which takes place, we, just at the end here, we'll have a quiet minute or two together, just a little reflection on the process and the kindness and the benefit of it. And it's not just supporting us, but but there's the wider aspect to it as well. And as you can appreciate with the teachers, the co-teachers who are here, it can look sometimes quite easy, or just come into the hall and do the one-to-ones and check people, etc. But the amount of time, dedication, and commitment and exploration over years of between us in the hall here extends over many, many years. And I know, my beloved co-teachers there, that plenty of times, like myself, has always had the support of the Dana as a monk and everything else subsequently. But my co-teachers have spent tremendous amount of time and money in various training programs, in various courses, have traveled overseas for the learning and study, as well as the studies here. And the intention and the purpose behind that, not only to make themselves a deep clear-hearted and minded human beings, but to develop a wide range of skills which really are of benefit to everybody who comes to Tovana, and also the various groups and organisations and one-to-ones and much, much else which the teachers do in offering other courses. So all that training, all that time and work, and still saying we will trust in the act of the gift. We will trust in the long tradition of the Dana and the donations. And a couple of us here are parents, there in the male gender, and, there. So there's the family costs as well. And there's my daughter, Nishona, as mentioned to you, maybe on a daily basis, that with her four kids there, and doing these various projects and initiatives, and some of that work of that is because the Sangha supports myself, then I have the opportunity to support the grandkids and support my daughter, and then she can go and give support to the refugees, the asylum seekers, and those who are suffering under domestic violence, and those who are suffering from childhood abuse, and much, much more. And it just kind of weaves its way in some way or other, that it's on the very simple principle, in the receiving of the donations, we, the privileged, we the ones who benefit from it, that every shekel that we receive, it is used mindfully, it is used very respectfully, and it is used for essential daily needs. And that is given on that principle, and it is only given to support that. And that's our relationship to that which we receive from you. So just in conclusion there with you, that if we just take a moment or two, anything unsaid anywhere? All good? Mm-hmm. Okay. I have to check. I'm the speaker for the moment. So let's just have a quiet minute or two together here. And just in the quietness of the being, with the warmth of the heart, and just to be in those moments of kindness which many have given and have received in many, many ways. And of course, a terrific thank you as well to the team, the staff, who put an enormous amount of work in. Before we arrive, huge amount of preparation there in setting everything up and all the orders that are required for it. While we're here, morning, noon and night, in that commitment to. And also when we leave, still a lot of work that the staff are engaged in. And it's their dana to us, their kindness for us. And we're, all of us, without exception, extremely grateful and appreciative there. And you have heard us, seen us sitting around the table some there, and there's been really good spirits, and sometimes we might have been a little bit noisy, and sometimes around the tables we've laughed a bit, an apology, not heartfelt, but an apology there. All the good connections that have been going on when, as we got to know and meet with the staff, and the regularity of the evening meetings. So much has been going on, weaving things here together, and a huge big thank you to all of you for your dedication and your commitment for being here and for staying the whole week. It's a real credit to you all, and a big thank you. And it keeps my delight coming here to Israel every morning, and I've impressed myself. I haven't mentioned the election tomorrow. I'm doing my best. All right, let's have a quiet minute, shall we? May all beings live with loving kindness. May all beings give support to each other. May all beings live with care and compassion.